Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Puerto Rico's religious leaders called for debt relief in the face of the $72 billion financial crisis burdening the U.S. territory. In a statement, the clergy called on the U.S. Federal Reserve to intervene if Congress fails to pass bankruptcy protection to the financially strapped island. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo will head a delegation to Puerto Rico. It will include City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito and City Controller Scott Stringer. But Cuomo didn't ask Mayor de Blasio to join him on his trip to Puerto Rico. The stock market closed out its worst month in more than 3 years yesterday on a down note. Stocks fell broadly in trading, with the exception of energy shares, which reversed an early slump after the price of crude oil surged. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against a Kentucky county clerk who says her Christian faith should exempt her from having to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The high court denied Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis's request for a stay while she pursues an appeal. Davis has refused to issue any marriage licenses since the court legalized same-sex marriage 2 months ago. Walmart says it's asking some stores to schedule workers for fewer hours, although it says the directive is only being given to stores that are assigning more hours than they were expected to. A spokesperson with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union says Walmart is moving to pad its bottom line at the expense of its employees. Harriet Tubman and Susan B. Anthony were the names most mentioned Monday as a woman who should be considered for a redesigned $10 bill. This was during a town hall meeting at Seneca Falls with U.S. Treasurer Rosie Rios. Seneca Falls is where the original 1848 Women's Rights Convention was held. Rios says it takes a long time to develop the bill because of security features, that this is the first currency that will have a tactile feature for people who are sight impaired or blind. She said the announcement of who will be on the 10 will be issued shortly this fall. Speaking to young people she invited up to the podium, she said there's a plan for more women to appear on Treasury bills, that this is not a one and done.
What I am hoping to get from this process is not about one note. It's about a conversation. It's so that when these kids go home tonight, they can talk to their family members who weren't here today. They can talk to their friends. They can talk to their larger community, and especially your teachers, and say to them that you want to learn more about historic women in our history.
The total redesign will be completed by 2020, the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. President Barack Obama painted a doomsday scenario from the effect of climate change in a speech to an Arctic climate summit Monday evening.
The other path is to embrace the human ingenuity that can do something about it. This is within our power. This is a solvable problem if we start now. And we're starting to see that enough consensus is being built internationally and within each of our own body politics that we may have the political will finally to get moving. So the time to heed the critics and the cynics and the deniers is past. The time to plead ignorance is surely past. Those who want to ignore the science, they are increasingly alone. They're on their own shrinking island.
Meanwhile, an interview he did with the Jewish newspaper The Forward was released yesterday. In it, President Obama said people who attack Jews who support the Iran nuclear deal are like African Americans who differ with him on policy and then conclude he's not black enough. He was asked whether it hurt him personally when people say he's anti-Semitic. Obama answered, "Oh, of course," and he said there's no evidence to support that claim. He said he's more offended when he hears members of his administration who are Jewish being attacked. You saw this historically sometimes in the African American community, where there's a difference on policy and someone starts talking about, well, you're not black enough or you're selling out. And that, I think, is always a dangerous place to go, said Obama. On the Iran nuclear deal, he said there are always going to be arguments within families and among friends, and Israel isn't just an ally, it's not just a friend, it's family. You can read more by going to forward.com/news. While President Barack Obama is on course to secure the deal in a congressional vote, a new Quinnipiac University poll released Monday shows that 55% of U.S. voters oppose the deal. Only 25% support the international accord. In any event, yesterday afternoon, Representatives Nydia Velazquez of Brooklyn and Gregory Meeks of Queens both announced that they will support the Iran deal.
Senator Schumer, say yes to peace!
Meanwhile, protesters with MoveOn.org demonstrated in front of Senator Chuck Schumer's office in Manhattan. They held signs saying, "Senator Schumer, stand up for peace, not for AIPAC. Senator Schumer, New Yorkers want nuclear disarmament for all, including Israel." Other signs, "No war with Iran" and "Defend diplomacy." The activists, members of MoveOn.org's Political Action Committee, launched the five-day mobile moving tour to publicly protest Schumer's opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. The truck features photos of Schumer and his colleague, Senator Bob Menendez, alongside the title, "Most Likely to Start a War." It will drive around New York City, making stops at iconic New York landmarks such as the Statue of Liberty, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx Zoo, the United Nations, and Rockefeller Center. The 22-foot by 10-foot billboard will also be stationed outside the offices of Democratic lawmakers who have yet to announce whether they will support the deal. This includes Representative Charlie Rangel, Hakeem Jeffries, and Joe Crowley. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.